You're listening to Turning Hard Times into Good Times with your host, Jay Taylor. If you have a question or comment about today's show, Jay would love to hear from you at 1-866-472-5790. That's 1-866-472-5790. You can also send an email to questionsfortaylor@gmail.com. That's questions, the number 4, taylor@gmail.com. Now, back to our program.
Welcome back to Turning Hard Times into Good Times. I am your host, Jay Taylor, and I'm really glad to have with me once again Ivan Bebek. He is the executive chairman and co-founder of RN Resources. Ivan and his partner, Sean Wallace, have had two very considerable success stories to their names, and they're still very young careers as mine developers. The first success was with a project that is now owned by Asanko Gold, formerly Keegan Resources. That project is ramping up to produce something on the order of 450,000 ounces of gold per year, so truly a world-class deposit that they were instrumental in getting in developing up to a point where they sold it off to Asanko Gold. The second success was with Caden Resources, and they developed a gold project in Mexico that was sold in 2014 to Agnico Eagle during the bear market, and they sold that for $205 million. I remember it very well because it was about the only thing that was making money for me in 2014, a really tough year, of course, for the mining sector. So now Ivan and Sean are back again, their team, along with their team, and a team that is growing in competence, I would add, in terms of their technical talent and almost every way you want to look at it. They've really built quite a success story, and success breeds success. Now I think they're back for what I expect will be their biggest success story yet in RN Resources. That stock trades in Toronto under the symbol AUG, and you can buy it in the U.S. as I have under the symbol ARVSF. There's 76.4 million shares outstanding, and recently selling at about $3.15 in Canadian money, giving it a market cap of around $240 million. And now RN has not only one exploration target, but has several what I believe are world-class potential targets that they're starting to drill, and they're going to be drilling very aggressively this year. And for that reason, I'm really happy to have Ivan with me to talk about their plans for 2017. Thanks for joining me again, Ivan.
Great. Thanks for having me, Jay. Just one minor correction. Our U.S. symbol is GGTCF. For now. GGTCF, yeah, no worries. We actually, and I can start off by saying this, we've qualified to list on the New York stock NYSE Amex exchange, which should take place between now and the middle of the summer. And so, to improve access for U.S. investors, we'll be moving to the big board in the States, as well.
Wonderful.
As we're on the Toronto Stock Exchange right now, which is great. But look, it's a spectacular, timing of our company. It's the eve of going to start one of the world's largest drill programs, or I think the largest in terms of discovery drilling, and what that really means. And I know you touched on our previous successes in Keegan as well as Caden. Both of those were discovery stories. Keegan went all the way to production, but Caden was bottom in the discovery phase. And those are the curves where investors make the money, is when you find gold versus having gold. That's a whole different type of investment. But we found Keegan was from 0 to 5 million ounces of gold. And I remember the stock at one point being as low as 49 cents to going over $9 per share Canadian. And that's what really draws Sean and I into this, this whole business of finding gold mines. And Orin is special in the way that, as you've commented, we've added a tremendous technical team to our group. We've expanded by hiring most of Newmont's former global exploration geologists, and I'd rank us as one of the deepest technically out there, and to be honest, that's a real pathway to discovery in an efficient manner. And then we've also added some financial corporate people, as much as my colleague Michael Koswan, who is a well-known broker with Sprott, one of the larger natural resource investment firms both in the U.S. and in Canada. So we've set ourselves up for major discovery and a significant monetization of that. And the drill program is going to start June 5th. That's a fixed date. It's going to start in northern Canada. It'll be about 25,000 meters at our Committee Bay project, which will lead into a second program at Homestake in British Columbia, which will start July 15th, and that's also a fixed date. And investors can expect results also started as early as August and continue through the rest of the year. We had originally anticipated drilling Peru. It's our third leg of our portfolio in this time of year, but due to some really good surface work we've done, we found some new discoveries on the surface, and the expression of gold and on the surface has expanded well to the boundaries of our current properties. And obviously, we want to own everything around the property before we go drill it, or else we make it expensive for ourselves. But really, taking the mentality of a major and owning an entire district before we drill those first holes. So although there's a delay, it's not very long. The drills will be turning there in September. It's for the best reason possible. Peru has really become a really big look for us in the exploration side. And when I say that, you have to think about some of the big mines that have been discovered there, whereas we're near a mine called Las Bambas was sold in 2014 for $7 billion to MMG by Glencore. Or you look at Yanacocha, that's a 60-million-ounce discovery, the largest epithermal discovery on the planet, you know, from what that we're aware of. And, you know, it's elephant country down there. Peru went from being a concept to a reality. But while we wait to go drill some exciting new discoveries in Peru, we get to start up north. And, you know, I just got a chance to download with our geologists who are in the final stages of targeting. And they are completely enamored by the way these targets have come together. There's a lot of confidence on some of these major corridors we're finding, and you know, they're in proximity to an existing resource that's up there. There's tremendous targets, and the scale is what really, really blows our mind in terms of how big they are. Like, you look at a 40-kilometer-long corridor with high-grade gold all along that corridor of mineralization. I mean, you start talking multi-million ounces when you look at that kind of size and structure, and there's multiple corridors like that across this 300-kilometer-long belt. So it's really a spectacular place in terms of high grade, in terms of opportunity for discovery. And, you know, the first 2 years that we've kind of explored up there, it was a lot of proof of concept. You know, what are the main vectors to find the gold? And I think at the end of last year's program, we really got a handle on that. So this year will be the most exciting year. I think we'll drill at least 12 major targets on the belt. And each target, one of those 12 targets could be, you know, as big as Keegan was for us in itself, you know, in terms of impact, like that kind of 5-million-ounce discovery. And it wouldn't happen all this summer, like you wouldn't draw all those resources, but you'd get a very good handle that the discovery is going in that direction.
Yeah, I mean, just looking at a map on your website showing the distance and the scale of this, 300 kilometers is the distance from New York to Boston, and that's, of course, it's just an amazing target, obviously. 17 large-scale targets, you're saying, and what percentage of that 55,000 meters would be drilled there?
So I'd say this year we're going to spend at least $37 million in the field, and I'll point out that 90% of our actual capital goes into the ground, and 10% goes towards administration, the big team, and as well as the marketing that we do, which is a phenomenal ratio. But going back towards the spend for Community Bay, I believe we're spending around $21 million this year will go up to Community Bay. Mm-hmm. And so it's a good sized program. Certainly is about half our budget. Mm-hmm. And then the balance will be split between BC will be the next biggest one, which will be around $12 to $15 million, and then the rest will be down in Peru. And you know, one thing you have to understand, Jay, is this 55,000 meter discovery program, it starts June 5th, but the question no one's asked me, and they should, is when does it stop? And the answer is it doesn't stop. It keeps going. And the only thing that would slow us down would be if we hit a 2008 correction in the market, we would scale back our spending to watch our share structure and not dilute ourselves. But to be honest, it's going to start here in Canada. It'll continue with Peru in September through the end of the year, and again in January. And then if we get in, or I should say when, with confidence but fairness, if we get into a good size discovery in Community Bay, we can start drilling as early as February of next year.
Okay.
With core rigs underneath the discovery. And what we're drilling this summer, it's important for everyone to know this, we're drilling the top 200 meters, and if you look at our 3-bus deposit, you can kind of see the top 200 meters and all the grades that have been listed, anywhere from 39 meters of 12 grams or 14 meters of 7 grams, 10 meters of 6 grams. If people start to see those kind of results come out of any of the things that we drill, they can they can, with a lot of speculation, believe that we're on to another big deposit being discovered. And then what we would do in February is we'd come in with a core rig and probably drill down to 400 or 500 meters to see how deep the legs would go and give people a proper assessment of how big that discovery could be. And if you guys follow Agnico Eagle's Amaruq discovery, where they've done a tremendous job in about 3 years, they went from zero on a new discovery to pushing 6 or 7 million ounces at 7 grams per ton as an average grade. That's in 3 years delineation drilling a resource that's going to be mined, you know, in the next few years. That's a remarkable pace of discovery that they've done there, and, you know, we're taking that shot on at least 12. We'll try and get to 17 targets this summer, and, you know, I don't think they're all going to hit, but I think if you hit, you know, a couple that start to go in that direction, the monetization would be significant for shareholders, no question.
No doubt about it. I would think that probably the most advanced project that you have so far is the Homestake project in British Columbia's Golden Triangle. Is that right?
Yeah, so Homestake is. It certainly is. And the portfolio is balanced. I'd say the most advanced, I agree with you, it's Homestake. It's 1 million ounces of 9 grams of gold and silver equivalent, with about 80% of that being pure gold. Homestake is a project where they had a really big discovery hole, 73 meters of 21 grams per ton gold, which is one of the planet's biggest holes been drilled on the gold side, probably top 20 for sure. And the people before us did a great job, but they were myopic to that one area. They didn't really explore the rest of the property the way that we're looking at it, in more of a holistic sense. Mm-hmm. And there's countless numbers of rock samples off ridges with 3 to 5 and plus gram per ton gold that have no drill holes around it. And we're looking at these things, and this deep technical team that we have is looking at it as more of a, you know, a 10,000 foot view instead of a 50 foot view. And they're seeing some real potential here that we could grow that 1 million ounces of 9 grams. And we're going to go for a double at the very least, but possibly a triple or further with how much ounces we think could be there by look of it. And, you know, if you can take an advanced project like that, that would be buildable in the next few years. And if you can triple it in size, that in itself, that would outperform the Keegan success that we had in that one that got to $9 a share, about an $800 million market cap. You know, so it stands alone, too, as a very exciting exploration project, but it does have the meat on it right now. We did run our own internal engineering numbers, which I can't really quote, but I can tell you that if you were to look at the project from an engineering perspective with our really good metallurgical numbers that we've got, it stands to make us cheap for our current valuation, where we sit today with our current company at around $220 million market cap.
Just that one project.
Yeah,
that's amazing. I guess we should let our listeners know for sure that you're not a mining company. You're an exploration company. And as you point out, it's during that discovery phase where the really big dollars are made. And then you run in, once you make a discovery, you go into a period of time where you have to do engineering and environmental studies and all that sort of thing. And the share prices usually don't go anywhere for several years. Then maybe once they're in production, they start to rise again. Your game is really the exploration. And that's what you've been so successful at. So I would imagine with so many different projects that you have, you would probably be, you know, if there was somebody coming along and saying, some major coming along and saying, wow, we've got to have that Homestake, you know, you would have your ears open to some bids probably.
Yeah, well, that's a great topic, and we're at a very interesting time of the markets. Two very important facts. I read an article the other day talking about $21 billion going into exploration over the next, you know, 10, 12 years from as we sit today. And that's that kind of posturing by the marketplace is saying they need more discoveries. And if you talk to any of the majors, you know, in the bear market, the pipelines have disappeared or been divested of, and a lot of the majors and mid-tiers don't have the growth because no one's been doing exploration in the last 6 years. It's been very modest, right? So it certainly is something that will get a lot more attention if you make a discovery this time around. Mm-hmm. I think a second point to make there, Goldcorp is a shareholder of our company. They bought 12.5% at about a 20% premium to today's price, as we said. Mm-hmm. They invested about $37 million, which with Canadian tax flow-through benefits, gave the company about $41 million at a $4.30 Canadian dilution price, which is significant, and that's a big premium, and that's a big investment by one of the biggest gold companies in the world. That's a great testament, third party, to the quality of what we have in our portfolio and the quality of the technical work that we're doing. I do get very excited about our projects. I'm a very avid buyer because of I think I spend the most time with our geologists, and the more time I spend with them, the more I fall in love with how big these targets are. But getting a secondary validation like that really takes the biased opinion out of it. And then if you look at us holistically and you kind of look what we did with Keegan and Kaden, imagine having or drilling 25 different Keegans in one company or 25 different Kadens. Now, that's really what it is, Jay. And I'm giving each Peruvian project is one opportunity. There's four there, but if you take the Community Bay shots we're taking, as well as Homestake and Peru, and you add it all up, this is unreal what we've really pulled together. And so for me, I love the reward as much as the risk. And the one way that, you know, Sean, my partner, and myself have really rationalized taking this risk in the most intelligent way and timing in the market was to have more than one high-quality target. So if we drill in Community Bay and we don't hit, it's not over for shareholders. Right. They don't get cut in half. They get Homestake and they get Peru, and it keeps going. The other question that's not being asked is what happens if you hit on everything? All of them start hitting. You know, you touched on it lately. One mid-tier may want to buy this, or another major may want to buy that. I can tell you that we've spoken to everyone, you know, in this space, every major pretty much out there, some that came by surprise, some we expected, and we're certainly on the radar of everyone, which is exciting because it means there is a very good chance that people could enjoy the exit that we saw in Cave in our last company, which would be a sale. And to the last point I'll make is, you know, in terms of engineering and building a mine, yeah, it costs money. It doesn't make money in that phase. Sure. It makes money once it's producing. And, you know, we believe finding the ounces, finding the mine, finding a gold mine, you know, to the most generalist investor, finding a gold mine is where you make all the money, more so than having it as an investor, because that is the steepest curve. That is the best return in the shortest period of time on your investment. It can be done in one drill season, it can be done in two drill seasons, or in multiple ones if it's a really big asset. I think we have multi-generations of discoveries to be made off of these projects, and so I think that appeal will result in a really good premium to whatever we find.
I have no doubt about it. Certainly you have the track record to allow you to say something like that. Are you adequately financed for this 55,000 meter drill program?
Yeah, we have about $40 million. We have $4 million of that will come into the year between now and September for mm-hmm. some warrants in some good shareholders' hands. And, you know, we're going to want to spend more than that this year. We're going to want to drill a lot more in Peru. But we don't need to raise money until Q4 of this year. Mm-hmm. And I think on the back of some pretty big discoveries, we will consider another round of funding. But that would be, again, we look forward to doing that at a much higher price in terms of a lot of confidence in what we're going to start drilling on June 5th. Onward through the year, right? And another factor, stocks tend to perform like ours while you go drilling because people generally will speculate and invest half their position before you drill, and then if you hit the average in and buy the other half of the position, I think that speculation for us will start in May, right before the drill program starts. Last April through July, our share price went from $1.50 Canadian to $4 Canadian in that same kind of span of time, and it's because we were going into a good-sized drill program. This year, we're doing 5.5 times the size of that drill program, and there's really no end of that program once it starts, unless we hit that something in the market we don't expect and we want to conserve cash, right?
Right.
But no, it's well-balanced. You know, we are investors ourselves. If we ever do get into a crunch financially, we would write our own checks to prevent, you know, any unnecessary dilution. But for the time being, you know, we're well funded. We get money offered to us a lot, and we're going to look forward to drilling and seeing what we come up with.
Oh, that's terrific. I'm really excited about it as a shareholder. I can't wait to see what unfolds, and I know that you're even more anxious by far than I am. But just in summary then, Ivan, so people keep their eyes on the news, what should they be looking for? What drivers then do you expect will be coming? coming to drive this these shares higher?
So between now and the drilling starting on June 5th, readers will see some acquisitions in Peru, stuff that we were working on as promised.
Yeah.
They will see more surface work happening in Peru that will give us a lot more information before the drills turn in September. They're going to see a fairly elaborate press release on the Committee Bay targeting of all the targets we're going to drill, and we're going to quantify some of the magnitude of these targets for investors to realize the potential before the drill starts turning. And then they're going to see another press release on the Homestake project come out before the Homestake drilling comes out. And what we're going to try and do for our investors, which we think will be very accretive, is educate them as we get our final revisions of our drill targets. We're going to educate the investors with the enthusiasm and try to give them as much of a quantified clarity on how risky or how big the shot is that we're taking. We know from a high level that they're very big shots and these are very good quality projects, but you know, as these guys are pulling off layers, and they've been doing so since last summer on these projects, the scope of these targets is really phenomenal. And you know, we'll have a few press releases out kind of getting everybody ready for the program, and you know, a month and a half we're drilling, so it's right around the corner, so we're very excited for that.
Thank you very much, Ivan, for being with us again. An exciting story. We'll look to talk to you again and maybe get an update as your drill program proceeds into the year. Thanks so much for being with us. Well, folks, don't go away. We're going to go to break now, but when we come back, Danielle DiMartino Booth, a former Federal Reserve economist who's now a critic of the Fed, will be here to talk about her new book called Fed Up. Don't go away. We'll be right back with Danielle DiMartino Booth.
Novo Resources focuses on the exploration and development of gold projects. Its flagship asset is the Beatons Creek Gold Project in Western Australia, where it is currently upgrading and expanding on its resources to produce an economic study in Q3 2017, followed by construction in Q1 2018. Novo enjoys a strong balance sheet and supportive shareholder support from the likes of Eric Sprott and Newmont Mining. It trades in Canada and the U.S. under the symbols NVO and NSRPF, respectively. Dynacert is a global leader in carbon emission reduction technologies. Created for use in diesel engines, the hydrogen unit has been proven to reduce carbon emissions by up to 40%, increase torque, improve engine oil quality, and provide up to 19% in fuel savings. Our leading-edge technology is designed for tractor trailers, rail, marine, and newly developed for diesel engine cars. Reducing the amount of greenhouse gases provides benefits to the environment, to communities and businesses, and to our shareholders.
Arvista Gold's only asset is the Douay Gold Project, which is located in northern Quebec. The Douay Project currently hosts an NI 43101 resource of approximately 3 million ounces of gold and is considered to be the largest undeveloped and independent gold project in Quebec. Arvista has significant upside potential to further grow its resources and is currently undergoing an extensive 2017 drill campaign. Arvista Gold trades on the TSXV under the symbol AVA and on the OTCQB under the symbol ARVSF. For more information on Arvista, please visit arvistagold.com.
Uranium Energy Corp, NYSE Market, UEC, is a leader in the coming bull market in uranium, with spot uranium up more than 40% in 2 months. The new bull market is just starting. UEC has the cash, the licensed resources, the permitted processing center, the advanced technology, and the experienced team to lead this market. Get to know this exciting company now by visiting uraniumenergy.com. NYSE Market, UEC.
From the boardroom to you, Voice America Business Network.